Hi there, welcome to my channel. Now we shall be taking a recap of all the 12 basic signs of zodiac, starting with Aries and going up till Pisces. This is an introduction to it. If you are new to my channel, don't forget to subscribe and share these videos. These are all educational videos and we shall discuss more deep dive into Namamsha later on. But these are the basic approaches. I've always found it useful to first capture the basic approach. Always have these rules in mind. Ascendant sign, all the significations of the ascendant, where the lord of the ascendant is placed, be it D1, D9, D10, any of the divisional charts. That's the first step. That's what your soul is searching for. Number two, house placement. The sign has the quality of that house. If Aries is placed in fifth house, so the quality of the fifth house now takes on Aries kind of energy. That's why we have to cover it in energetic terms. With respect to the planet or ruler of that house, this assigns the quality to the house. Okay, whichever sign and whichever house placement, that's what we are talking about. So second is the house placement. So the order in which you cover this is house as the area of life. Fifth house being education, children, your love and romance, that kind of thing, right? Area of life. Sign assigns as a quality and nakshatra as a refinement of that quality. Basic rule, okay? Follow this everywhere. Because as we tend to go deeper and deeper into astrology, we tend to forget some basic rules. The fourth step is check the relationship between the houses 2, 12, 3, 11, 4, 10, which I've already covered in this playlist, okay? That comes the fourth step. So follow this step-by-step approach and we will never go wrong in our approach to handling the natal or the Navamsha or the Jaimini Karakas, which will come later on. All right. Let us now speak of the sixth sign of Virgo. Okay. Ruled by Mercury. This is sort of the graduation of Mercury coming from Gemini. Remember, I spoke of Gemini and Mercury in the previous one as the sign of conscious and subconscious efforts. It's a sign of efforts. It's a sign of conscious choices. This is not something that is happening unconsciously. Everywhere you are given a choice. All these dual signs that you see, you are given a choice. 3, 6, 9 and 12. All are dual signs. You are given a choice. And that choice made is part of your karmic attribute, part of what you have come here to accomplish. Okay. So Mercury and Saturn, like I said, are neutral ones where you get to make the choice very consciously, very willfully. And so what is the Mercury's graduation? The conscious use of your intellectual mind into your daily work. That's one of the big ones. Sixth house is the house of daily work. So we shall speak about Mercury and in Virgo and sixth house for all ascendants as interchangeable. Okay, so you got to see the sixth house as well, and you got to see where Virgo is placed. Why? Because this is the house of unconditional service, unconditional acceptance of whatever is there, whatever planet is there, whatever significations are there. Unconditional. The reason why this is called as Prarabdha Karma or the karma which we bring from previous lives is whatever signification is in sitting in the sixth house in Virgo, you have a kind of beef with that person, that individual or whatever that individual stands for, right? If it's Mercury itself, it may be kids, for example. And you kind of tend to complain and be nitpicky about that. You need to let go of that consciously. It's a conscious choice in order for that karma to get solved. That's all it requires. Unconditional work and not nitpicking and complaining about that. But it tends to do that. This is the karma which is coming to you in the forefront, so to speak. So let us review this. Unconditional service, daily routines, health, your physical health. That's how physical health is affected if you don't take care of Virgo. Mercury stands for all the plants as well. Greenery, everything which is herbal, healing, everything is Mercury. Health, everything to do with health, not just bad health, but even the doctors come out of this sign. Good doctors of all kinds, alternative, healing, mainstream, all of them. It stands for opposition, where you will meet opposition from the particular person or particular kind of profession, etc. Because this is the karma, leftover baggage from previous lives. Virgo, wherever it is falling, or the sixth house, you have to follow orders. Remember the previous one in Leo, you were the king, you were giving orders. Here you have come to take orders. Okay, it's a worker class. Virgo tends to focus on minute details, missing out the big picture. These are the minute details people, sort of the accountants. They come from Virgo a lot. The accountant people, the banking people, because you have to look at every detail. Virgo stands for applied intellectual knowledge from Gemini. Means whatever you got in the third house in Gemini, you are applying it in the sixth house. Practically, you are making yourself useful by those daily routines, by your work. Because it's a dual sign, it will do everything twice. Checking email twice, checking what you've written twice, checking your account statements twice, doing everything twice, dual sign. It's a sign of uncertainty, self-doubt. That's why you are checking everything twice. You have doubt on whatever work you have done, right? It's a very detail-oriented sign, so very useful. These are the daily workers of our planet. Because these people are needed. They are the brick and mortar people of the world. You need to be detail-oriented if you're going to accomplish anything, be it in any field. You might talk about arts, you might talk about engineering, medicine, liberal arts, anything, you need to be detail-oriented. But in Virgo, it tends to be detail-oriented at the cost of missing the big picture. Where is the big picture? It's in Sagittarius. This is zoom out. Mercury is the zoom in, opposite to it is Jupiter, the zoom out. Virgo is also a sign of competitiveness, where you tend to compete a lot with your colleagues, with your business people, wherever you are. Planets sitting in Virgo or in the sixth house, I'm using interchangeably now, take on the energy of questioning authority. Look, in Leo, you were the authority. Now you are sitting in Virgo questioning authority. Remember, Virgo, 12th from Virgo is Leo. You have a loss of authority in Virgo. Why? Because Leo has gone 12th place from itself. Now you are the worker. Accept it. Go by the rules and procedures rather than questioning them. This is the thing that planets take on here. For example, Jupiter sitting in Virgo will question the guru, question the teachers. But why this? Why that? Mercury is full of 20 questions. Curiosity about those things, wanting to know all the nitty-gritty details. So, in Gemini as well as in Virgo, more so in Virgo because now it is getting into the real world. It's an earthly sign. It's Tamas. It will want to question everything. And after questioning and getting to know all the details, it gets a sort of a judgmental attitude towards that person or that signification. I don't like such and such a thing. The likes and the dislikes, picking faults is Virgo. You need to get rid of this because Virgo is a filtration mechanism, stands for your intestines, sixth house. So it's where the food is processed. It's where the good stuff is taken and bad stuff is removed. So there is a tendency for criticism a lot in Virgo. Till it gets clarity, it needs clarity. Virgo needs help. You need to take help of that person, whatever is sitting there. It's a karmic debt with the person signification. Means if it is sun is sitting there, it might be with father, moon with mother, Mars with brothers, Mercury with kids, siblings and neighbors. Jupiter means with your teacher, Venus means with your spouse, Saturn means with your work colleagues. Rahu and Ketu might be with even your grandparents. Okay? Karmic debt. The debts gets cleared when working selflessly. Without criticism of that particular individual, whichever one of these karakas you take, you need to let go of it. Probably sometimes most difficult thing to do. We keep talking about in all the spiritual traditions of the world about letting go. Let go and let God. Well, this is where it comes out practically in your Virgo sign, in your sixth house. Wherever it's placed in your charts, we shall see that in a minute. It is neutral like Gemini. It takes on the character and attributes of Mercury sits with. So if Mercury, the lord of the 6th house and lord of Virgo, not 6th house necessarily, but lord of Virgo, is neutral. So if it is sitting with things like Jupiter, Venus, Moon, or Venus, it is naturally benefic. It will tend to take on those qualities. If it is sitting with Saturn, Mars, Rahu, and Ketu, well, it will take on a nasty nature. Mercury is intellect, subconscious, and conscious intellect. Third house was more on subconscious level, what you were born with, what you are naturally talented with. Sixth house, Mercury gets conscious. Mercury wants to apply applied knowledge. Like engineering, for example, is applied science. Medical is applied science. Gemini, it cultivated the skill sets. In Virgo, it sort of applies it in a grounded manner. Applied intellect and intelligence in daily work, in service, in career, job or business. So apply the significations of whatever planet comes here. Try to do it unconditionally because it's a choice. Nobody's going to make that for choice for you. You have to do it yourself. And you have to stop bickering about it. Stop picking faults with it. You get the nitty-gritty details about it, sure. Try to understand it, sure, because it's an intellectual mind. You need to understand it. I get that. But stop bickering things about it. If it's Sun, stop bickering about your boss. If it's Moon, stop complaining about your food, your mother, and the local communities. We shall see that in as we go along in the details of every ascendant. So for the Aries ascendant, the natural 6th house, Virgo, is falling in the 6th house. So we are talking about Virgo as a sense of service and as a sense of fighting, complaining about and nitpicking. So they should avoid nitpicking with their colleagues. 5th house ruler, or in this case, Leo, was the boss, fighting with the boss's government and so on. 6th house, Virgo, is your colleagues, your peer group. So Aries ascendant should avoid fighting and nitpicking with their colleagues. Also with their maternal aunts and uncles, because 4th house is the sign of mother. This is 3rd from the 4th house. So it will be mother's brothers. Right? Sisters. Mercury is also for aunts. It's a sign of maternal aunts and uncles. Stop bickering about that. Just get on with it. Just accept whoever they are. Don't bicker about your colleagues or peer group and you should be just fine. Yes? For the Taurus ascendant, it's all about spouse itself. Right? Because the 6th house is Libra now in this case, which is the house of spouse. So these people tend to fight with the spouse and nitpick a lot about the spouse. But the house of spouse is Scorpio, so it will be in secret, it will be hidden. Okay? Accept your spouse as it is. This is the most difficult challenge for Taurus ascendants. They always have a karmic debt with the spouse. You are fighting with the spouse in privacy, in secrecy, picking fights with them, picking faults with them. If you stop that, you will get on with life better. Taurus ascendants typically have a very karmic relationship with the spouse because of this natural arrangement. You see what I'm saying? For the Gemini ascendant, now Scorpio has come in. One of the things Scorpio stands for is your colon, your lowest intestines, where all the bacteria is stored. So it's like a long-term diseases Scorpio has. It's that part of your body where the waste material is getting discarded. Okay, and that's Scorpio, chakra-wise. So if Scorpio is coming in the 6th house, what does it mean for the Gemini ascendant? It means they have to take care of their colon a lot. They might get a disease which is incurable. Now, the work of the Gemini ascendant, which is sitting in the 4th house, is the house of peace. It's the house of home mothers. So how can the 6th house be cured? Well, take care of the 4th house. Don't nitpick about things of your house, of your home, of your motherland, of your mother. You see what I'm saying? Once you take care of things in Virgo, The sixth house will also be automatically taken care of. Accept your mother for what she is. You see, that will sort out the problems of Scorpio. If you take any of these aspects of the fourth house where Virgo is sitting now, home, mother, motherland, everything we spoke of in Cancer, yes? You take care of that and do not pick fights and do not find faults with them on a daily basis and work for your home, mother, motherland unconditionally, even for your mother. You should be not getting any long-term diseases because sixth house is also the house of disease. For the Cancer ascendant, now the sixth house is ruled by Sagittarius. Rules, regulations, law, government, banking. Not government, sorry. It might be more of institutions, judiciary, law, legal, policy making, teachers. So Cancer ascendant will typically tend to nitpick and take a fight against all of these significations because natural house of those things, Sagittarius, is sitting in the sixth house. Once they stop nitpicking with religion, with faith, with laws and rules and procedures, I don't like this particular rule or law, why is it there, questioning it, nitpicking it, their karma with that part is over. Also, now Virgo is sitting in the third house. If you work unconditionally for your siblings, third house is also for younger siblings. If you work unconditionally for siblings, it will get better. Okay, your debt will get better. That's for Cancer ascendant. For Leo, second house is home and family. That's where Virgo is sitting. So Leo will tend to pick fights and nitpick about family stuff a lot. I'm working a lot for you. This is Leo's constant complaint. I'm doing so much for you, wife and kids, or spouse and kids. I'm not getting anything in return. Picking faults within how much money they are earning. Because remember, Leo has Gemini in the 11th house. It is looking for gains from here to satisfy this. So third and sixth are linked in a karmic way, so to speak. Okay, so Leo will tend to pick fights in the family, complain about work. I'm doing so much for you and you are not giving anything in return to me. This is Leo's complaint because the sixth house now has Capricorn. So Leo ascendant typically is doing a lot in the external world. Yes. And so it wants to complain. Look, I'm working so much for you and I'm not getting anything in return. Why are you doing such and such a thing? Why am I earning so much less money? Money is the focus of Gemini over there in the 11th. So that becomes the karma of Leo ascendants. For Virgo ascendants now. Now, these people are the nitpickers 101, right? Picking faults with everything and everyone because it carries to all areas of life. But specifically, let's see the sixth house itself. Now it's Aquarius. Aquarius is also father's siblings, right? Third from the ninth house. So they should stop picking faults with how much salary they are getting. Always salary complaints, gains from the other people. 11th house is the house of gains, Aquarius. Picking faults with the community at large. Fourth house, if it is a community of locals, 11th house is the community at large. What is the world going to? Or with social media, for example, stop picking fights in social media, Virgo ascendants. Okay, because your 11th house, Aquarius, is now sitting in the 6th. Don't pick faults with it. You will finish your karma with the collective. Virgo has a lot of karma with the collective. If you stop doing that, your life will improve. Don't complain about the salary. Don't complain about how much gains you are receiving. Because there is a very emotional attachment to it. You are taking it on the emotional body. And therefore, you will create disease. See, sixth house is all about conscious creation. Remember the 6-8 relationship video earlier, right? Sixth house from the ascendant is conscious change, which will create transformation within you, which is 8th. 8th position from the 6th house is the ascendant, but this is a conscious creation like I just spoke of. For Libra ascendants, now the Virgo has gone in the 12th house. What does the 12th house stands for? Among other things, it stands for spending. You're spending money. How other people are spending money. How the mass of people are spending money. That's the complaint of Libra. 12th house also stands for your sexual life, your bedroom life, fighting in the bedrooms. Libra should stop doing that. Complain about other people's sexual habits and behaviors. Libra should stop doing that. Conscious choice. 6th house itself has Pisces now. They have got constant complaints about donating things. 12th sign of Pisces is the house of letting go, of having faith. Letting go of things is difficult for the Libra because they are constantly finding reasons. 6th house is the house of reasoning and finding logic. Remember, applying conscious mind. But now they are taking into the sign of Pisces, which is all about faith and trust and letting go. The moment you start letting go of your attachment to daily work, trying to expect 11th house kind of results, I want to gain something from here. Moment Libra lets go of that aspect, it will start improving, it will start releasing its karma from there. Whatever planets or points or anything is sitting in the 6th house for a Libra, take care of that. If Saturn is sitting here, let go of your attachment to work. Let it be unconditional work itself. Saturn is a karaka of work. If it is Jupiter, then let go of your attachment to knowledge. Give it away. Whatever your knowledge is, you must give it away. Whatever the karaka is sitting here, planet, that holds the signification of giving it away. Pisces is giving things away, releasing attachment to things and not complaining about those aspects. That's Libra ascendant. Now if you move to Scorpio, Scorpio has 6th in the 11th house. So gains, again, complaining about everybody in the social media is Scorpio's thing. 11th house is the house of social media. 11th house here is also again father, siblings, uncles. Always nitpicking with them. This uncle is like this. This aunt is like this. Let go of that. Also, their 6th house has got Aries in it. So they are constantly taking on actions, initiating things at work, but they will pick fights with it because Aries is a fighter. Aries is a natural fighter, natural initiator. So picking new tasks, complaining that it does not working as far as I'm concerned, that kind of attitude belongs to Scorpio. Okay. And they have to take time for themselves, Scorpio ascendants. Because now there's 8th house, the house of long-term diseases is sitting here and you're always initiating new stuff. So you're burning up a lot of energy. Take time for yourself. Scorpio ascendants need to go and take time for themselves and not criticize about salaries, whatever they are getting, or father's siblings. They should take help in developing their personality because Aries is very rash in nature by default. So they should take care of such things. For Sagittarius ascendants, now Virgo has come in the 10th house of work, of fame, of whatever status they have earned in the society, the career, their business and jobs. Sagittarius ascendant tend to complain a lot about their career progress. I'm not progressing, or I have not achieved this status. If 5th house is the sign of Sun and of Leo and of fame, this is of status. Saturn's 10th house is always of status. What status have you earned in the society? You see? The question of reputation is Saturn. Fame is short-lived for anyone. Status is a more long-term Saturn-y in nature. But now, the 6th house itself has Taurus. So they tend to complain about resources of their family, nitpicking about their food. 2nd house is food. They can become critical in their speech. 6th house has Taurus in it. Taurus stands for speech. They might be critical about their looks, second house's looks, your facial features. They might be complaining about money, whatever money they have, about their loans, all their finances. The moment Sagittarius stops doing that, or if any planet is sitting there more so, if its sun is sitting here for Sagittarius, stop complaining about your father's money or how much you are not getting out of it. You see, things of that nature. Take care of the karakas which are listed first and do not criticize your career. This is a natural way to have reduction and improve your life with respect to your prarabdha karma. Prarabdha karma is what you inherited, right? Capricorn ascendant, now it's gone to the ninth house. So they will tend to complain about religion, institutions, laws and procedures and policies, all kind of institutional knowledge, higher knowledge. They'll tend to complain a lot about that. Virgo is sitting here. Stop complaining, stop nitpicking, and these areas will improve. And it will have impact on what? The sixth house. So they complain about their siblings, about neighbors. Capricorn ascendant will complain a lot about their neighbors typically, because Gemini is sitting in their sixth house. Stop complaining about your neighbors all the time. Okay? Then your prarabdha karma will get better. For the Aquarius ascendant, Virgo has gone to eighth house. The house of occult, the house of inheritance, because Aquarius is interested in money, remember, right? They are thinking about how to get money all the time, gains. Now, 8th house, for that signification, is about inheritance from the spouse's family. They are very focused on that and they want to nitpick on that. They want to complain, I am not getting enough money from the husband's or wife's family. And that results in your destruction of the 6th house, which now is Cancer. Emotional peace. You lose your peace of mind at work. Aquarians become very workaholics and tend to lose their peace of mind as a result. They want to work all the time for getting the gains, but what it is costing you? The peace of mind. If you pick fights with your peers, it will cost you your peace of mind. Sixth house is of work and your colleagues, peer group. Don't pick fights with them. It is affecting your emotional body. Remember, in Cancer, I said it is very crucial for people to take care of their emotional body. Highly underestimated. Last, for the Pisces, again with the house of spouse, but Libra is also the house of public presence, your presence in the external world. So the Pisces tends to be very dominant in their peer group because it is ruled by Leo, always wanting a sense of power. But now they are tending to pick fights with their spouse in public, like Taurus was trying to do it in Scorpio, which is secretive. This is doing it in Libra, which is public place. You've seen husbands or wives, spouses fighting in public places, in malls, in marketplaces. That might be Pisces ascendant. Stop picking fights with your spouse, Pisces ascendant. Your life will get better. Stop trying to dominate your spouse. You have a very dominant attitude when it comes to your daily work. I am the boss. I will call the shots. I will do everything myself. I know what I'm doing. I don't need to listen to anyone. Pisces ascendant. Getting rid of these two habits will improve your sixth house in general. Of course, you can see the karakas and then it will tell you more details about what you need to improve and where. Okay? I will see you next in Libra, sign of riches, the sign of spouse and partnerships. Take care, be safe.